Grab your lunch and get ready to listen to conversations that connect, communicate, and collaborate with our local Catholic community. You are listening to Epiphany. Here's your host, communications evangelist, and certified life and leadership coach, Vanessa Denha Garmo.
Pleasant weather continues here in southeast Michigan, a high of 72 degrees, cloudy today with peaks of sunshine throughout the day. Getting a little warmer Friday, 76 and mostly sunny, and getting back into the 80s on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, and mostly cloudy on Tuesday, and then back into the 70s later in next week, later to the week, like midweek next week, and it's going to get back into the mid to low 70s. We have a couple guests joining us here on Epiphany on this Thursday. Ed Van Buskirk is a returning guest, founder and president of If You Love Me, a Catholic apostolate dedicated to teaching the wisdom of the Ten Commandments. He's the author of the book and video course on the Ten Commandments, God's Recipe for a Wonderful Life, and creator of the God's Recipe for School and Family, a program that teaches the Ten Commandments to school children and their families. He speaks nationwide and has been featured at the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocesan Eucharistic Congress. And he has written numerous articles and have appeared on several media outlets. So we'll be talking with him today. R.J. Lomas, also a returning guest of Epiphany. R.J. is the executive director of the Chesterton Academy of St. George in Jackson, Michigan. We'll be talking with him about their upcoming events. So they have an event October 11th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And so we'll be talking with him about all these events coming up at the Chesterton Academy. So two guests joining us here on Epiphany today. Just want a reminder, we still have two tickets left if you want to join us for Shrine of Jesus Divine Mercy Center Vision Dinner on October 10th at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Clinton Township with me and my husband Ronnie, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825, or you could private message me on any of my social media platforms, but call right now and we'll give you those two tickets. We just need your name, email, and phone number, 877-573-7825. It is the Vision Dinner happening October 10th. I also want to remind you I'm starting a workshop on Monday. It's a speaker series called Calling All Catholic Coaches, Consultants, Authors, and Industry Experts Ready to Amplify Their Voices and Become Recognized Thought Leaders in Their Niches. It's a 7-week workshop with a communion of Catholic coaches, and you can easily register by going to the community of Catholic coaches, and it starts on Monday, this Monday, the 29th, from 4 to 5:30. So very excited about this series. It's all over social media on my platforms as well as the Community Catholic Coaches platform. So we'd love to have you join us. Our book club discussion is tomorrow. Both Jeff Kassab and Ador Kassab Ibrahim will be joining me. The Lamb's Supper, written by Dr. Scott Hahn, which really focuses on the Mass. You know, the book helps readers see the Mass with new eyes. So we'll be talking about that book tomorrow, and you can join that discussion. I want to look at today's Catholic Daily Reflection with, of course, my own coach's commentary and Epiphany Insights sprinkled in, as I always do. The deepest human satisfaction, what we're looking at in today's, well, no, today is the 25th. I apologize. Courage to Change is what we're looking at today on September 25th, Thursday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time. And we're looking at the Gospel of Luke. And it reads, Herod heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has risen. Herod, also known as Herod, ruled the Jews of Galilee for some 42 years. He began his reign in 2 BC and continued to reign until he was exiled by the Roman Emperor in 37 AD. During his reign, he spent much of his time in Tiberias, one of the main cities on the western edge of the Sea of Galilee. Most of Jesus' ministry took place within the region of Herod's domain, all of Galilee. So Herod was very aware of the many stories about Jesus. Today's gospel concludes by saying that Herod kept trying to see Jesus. Of course, Herod, just like anyone living in that region, could have traveled to where Jesus was preaching so as to listen to him at any time. But he didn't do that. Instead, he continued to receive reports about Jesus and remained curious about him, trying to find a way to figure out who Jesus was. Try to imagine what would have happened if Herod would have just traveled to where Jesus was preaching so as to listen to him with an open heart. If he could have done that and truly listened, Herod would have received one of the greatest gifts imaginable. He would have received the gift of faith and conversion and would have begun down the road towards eternal salvation. But Herod was living an immoral life. He was known to be a cruel leader and also an unrepentant adulterer. He loved his power and was quite jealous of it. Herod most likely knew, at least in the back of his mind, that if he were to listen to Jesus, he would have to change, and he most likely didn't want to. This presents all with a powerful lesson. Each one of us can easily dismiss various communications and invitations from our Lord, because deep down we do not want to change. God is speaking to us all day, every day of our lives. He's constantly offering us his message of the full gospel. And though you may be open to much, there are most likely parts of his divine message that you either knowingly or unknowingly do not listen to. The key to being able to hear everything that God wants to speak to you is to be disposed to completely change in any and every way that God wants you to change. And we're seeing this in the world today. People who want to silence other people, censor other people, who do not want to engage in open dialogue about critical issues going on in the country today and in society. They don't want to hear it. They want so badly to believe what they believe to be true instead of seeking the truth. They don't even want to think about that they could be wrong. Even Jimmy Kimmel's so-called apology wasn't much of an apology. This is what's going on in the world today. And much of the reason why Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Because people couldn't handle him sharing views that were not in line with their own views. All he did was engage in open dialogue and debate. So let's reflect today upon Herod. First, reflect upon his curiosity about Jesus. It's funny because college students would go to Charlie Kirk's debates because they were curious. They would try to challenge him and couldn't because he had facts and data to support what he was saying. So they were curious, but they still wanted to stick to what they believed in, even though they didn't have facts and data to support their belief. And you see that time and time again with those debates. So it's a good quality in that it's much better than being indifferent, right? He was curious. So there's something good about being curious. From there, think also about the fact that Herod never went to Jesus to listen to him. His first meeting with Jesus was on the night of his arrest when he interrogated our Lord and made fun of him. As you consider Herod's approach, use it as an examination of your own life. Where you see any small reflection of this, fear of change or a closed heart, seek to remedy that by turning to our Lord, telling him you are open to all he wishes to say and that you are ready and willing to change in any way he calls you to do so. Do not fear the change our Lord wants of you. Embracing that change will land you on the quick and narrow road towards true holiness of life. So let's pray today as we head into break on this Thursday afternoon at 10 minutes past the hour. My ever-present Lord, you call to me day and night, inviting me to change as I listen to your holy word. I thank you for these constant promptings of grace and commit yourself to remain open to all that you ask of me. I choose you, my Lord, and as I turn to you, I pray that I will have the courage I need to respond wholeheartedly to your call. Jesus, I trust in you. It is 10 minutes past the hour on this Thursday afternoon. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by Gifmore Day Sponsor, St. Catherine of Siena. She's not just our patron, she's our hero. What can she teach us today? Resilience, determination, and compassion. At St. Catherine Academy, we're following her lead, rising to challenges, protecting and inspiring others. We may not leave tall buildings, but we embody Christ's love. Discover how your daughter can become a modern-day hero. Visit us at our open house on Sunday, September 28th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and be a part of something truly extraordinary.
Remember to take a minute this week to thank a priest you know for all the blessings he shares through his vocation. Our priests work tirelessly to bring us the sacraments and help us on our journey to heaven. Let's encourage them and express our gratitude for all of their sacrifices, like thank you for baptizing our children. Nominate your priest at thankyouforyourpriesthood.com. A new contest every month through September 2025. Brought to you by Diocesan, your Catholic advertising and communications company.
Looking for a good book to read? Then check out the Epiphany Book Club, where Vanessa Den Hagarmo and Jeff Kassab bring you a new book to discuss every month. Read along with us, then call in and join the discussion on the Epiphany Book Club. This month's book is The Lamb's Supper, The Mass as Heaven on Earth by Scott Hahn. And the discussion will be on Friday, September 26th. Get your copy today in our bookstore at AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Ed Bahura. Are you kids struggling with school? Give them the boost they need with Sylvan Learning Centers. Our experienced tutors make learning fun and effective. And for a limited time, get the first month of tuition at 50% off. Call us now at 1-800-EDUCATE. Don't let this amazing offer pass you by. That's 50% off the first month at Sylvan Learning Centers, where brighter futures begin. Enroll today.
Our next guest, a returning guest of Epiphany, founder and president of If You Love Me, a Catholic apostolate dedicated to teaching the wisdom of the Ten Commandments. And back with us here in Epiphany is Ed Van Buskirk. Ed, how are you today?
I am doing wonderfully. It's been a joy-filled day. Thank you for having me on again today. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And, you know, I wanted to bring you on, not anything in particular, unless there's areas that you really want to discuss, but with in light of everything that's going on in the world, in recent days with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I wanted to talk to you about getting back to the basics as Christians and what can we share with our brothers and sisters in truth, and what better thing to share than the Ten Commandments. And so I kind of wanted to bring you back here and talk about that, Ed, from your perspective of how do we approach these critical times and all this chaos and divide and hatred in the world with love and charity, starting with just sharing the Ten Commandments with friends and family.
Yeah, it really needs to start with humility. We have become so arrogant that our truth is the truth, and through our worldly wisdom, we're called to start with humility and use Jesus as our example, use Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, other saints as our example for how to find the real truth. And the truth, really, we have to, in humility, really start with the first commandment. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have any strange gods before me. Do we, in humility, put Jesus, his wisdom, his truth, his love ahead of our ambition to be right, our ambition to gain a voice, our ambition to have power, our ambition to have money and have the corner office, or whatever it is, these strange gods in our world have made it so hard to find truth, causing just tremendous confusion and division. And we're seeing this, we're experiencing this. And I really, as I look at over, you know, what's happened, not just over the last 2 weeks, but we've had just this increase in people acting with such violence against one another. And what is at the root of all of that? It's not the love of Jesus. It's not humility. It is caused because we have become so confused with these false gods instead of just putting them to the side and saying, God, I trust in you, the divine mercy. We have to get back to that trust. And the first commandment calls us and really challenges us, do we have any strange gods that get in the way of putting God first and having that trust? What a beautiful commandment. And I think, I know I did for many, many decades, not just years. I saw that first commandment as a gimme on a bingo card, that free space on the bingo card. When I'd go to confession, it's like, well, yeah, I know Jesus is the guy. On to the next one. Well, wait a minute. What about these other strange gods? Who are these strange gods? What are they? And not that these other, you know, not that having a desire, having a drive for achieving good things is bad. Not, you know, money's not bad. It just, we have to have it in the right priority. We need to reorder it and get it in the right priority so that we can really then, with having those other priorities set aside, we can see what is truth, and that is Jesus. And he tells us that he is the truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he calls us. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And that doesn't just mean know the commandments, but really keep them in our hearts. And it starts with that first one. And there's such a huge need for putting aside all these strange gods so that we can experience Jesus anew and see that truth. And once we do see that truth, we can start to see that violence is not the answer.
You know, Ed, this really ties into today's gospel reading and reflection. As Herod, you know, was curious about Jesus, but refused to ever go listen to him, right? And because of his arrogance, his pride, and it really ties into what you're saying. It's, and then even, I was even thinking of the college kids, and you know, I know one bishop. I think it was Bishop Dolan, Cardinal Dolan, I could be wrong. It might have been another bishop, not Cardinal. Referred to Charlie Kirk as a modern day St. Paul, and the reason I bring that up is because students would go to campus and be curious about what he would say and want to hear him, but then they would stop short and not listen and just stick to what they wanted to believe. And we see this in everyday life, right? We see this where, like you just said, people want so badly to believe what they believe to be true instead of seeking truth itself. And truth, we know, is Jesus Christ. So to see truth in the world, we have to know truth in him.
Certainly do, and the anomaly there that I think we often struggle with is we don't realize how finding the truth will bring us closer to the happiness that we desire, help us to see the source of happiness, and we hold on to the misconceptions, the confusions that we have, and thinking that they're going to be the answer. They're going to provide us the solution and the happiness, but it's only causing consternation. And when we accept what is true, we have clarity of mind. And it may be unsettling at first, but that brings us to that peace of saying to ourselves, I have now let go of what was untrue that was keeping me from from seeing things clearly. Mm-hmm. And now I am seeing things clearer. And I can then pursue Jesus in curiosity. I can pursue the truth with a desire to really want to know what we can set our foundation upon. Foundations set upon things that are not true are so fragile, so unstable, and we need to realize these misconceptions, this confusion, this how we've been led astray is causing what we're experiencing right now. The unsettled ground, the foundation that is not a foundation on rock, but it's set into sand. But when we can set that foundation on the truth, and the commandments are, you know, the first commandment is that one calling us to humility, but then God in his infinite wisdom, his timeless truth, he lays out how we can order our lives and our decisions, to how we spend our time in such more beauty, really, mm-hmm. that foundation of truth in a new way.
You know, Ed, the second commandment is something that I really think people, you look at society today, look at movies, television, it's completely disregarded. You know, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. But yet, how often are we watching a television show or, oops, we lost Ed Van Buskirk here on Epiphany. A little bit of a technical issue. Dan will work on getting him back. We're talking with Ed Van Buskirk, is the founder and president of If You Love Me, a Catholic apostolate dedicated to teaching the wisdom of the Ten Commandments. He is the author of the book and video course on the Ten Commandments, God's Recipe for a Wonderful Life, and creator of the God's Recipe for School and Family, a program that teaches the Ten Commandments to school children and their families. He speaks nationwide and has been featured at the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocesan Eucharistic Congress. He has also he's also written numerous articles that have appeared in Catholic Exchange and has been in done many Catholic interviews on Catholic media outlets, and of course a returning guest of Epiphany here. And when we've been talking, I wanted to bring, the reason I brought Ed on today, and we're going to get him back, is I really wanted to focus on the basics of faith, the Ten Commandments. It's like getting back to the basics in the world today. And all the chaos and confusion, and actually what we're seeing in the revival of the following the death of Charlie Kirk. And what I was saying to you, Ed, is that in the world, you know, the second commandment, right? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Yet,
yes.
It's very hard to turn on any kind of television show or movie where you don't see this on a regular basis, and we completely like seem to like disregard this commandment.
It has become so socially acceptable that people hear it, say it, and don't even realize it. And what a desecration. You know, if we were to use the name of our grandchild or our sister or our spouse in such a derogatory way as we use God's name, or frivolous ways. People don't realize that using God's name just as an expression degrades the name of Jesus. We say in the Our Father who art in heaven, holy be your name. Jesus gave us this prayer. His name is not just, it is so, holiness doesn't even capture, that word holy does not even capture what it is. The power in using God's name is so important, and we should only use God's name in reverence. We've used it, we come to where it's just an expression. When some athlete, you know, makes it an outstanding play, we exclaim God's name in a frivolous way. And for us to use a different language, a different way of expressing ourselves, instead of calling upon God in such a demeaning and frivolous way, instead of reserving God's name for those holy moments, for those holy expressions that he desires for us to express, not just for him, but for us, because they draw us closer to him. Mm-hmm. That second commandment is so important, and people don't realize it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Ed, following the assassination of Charlie Kirk, one of the things that was noticed is that more people attended Mass or a church service that following Sunday than they have seen in a long time. Churches were packed. And we know that our third commandment tells us, remember to keep holy the Lord's day. So can you talk to us about that?
That is, we have such a gift in the third commandment. It is such a marvelous gift in this third commandment. God has given us the blessings of all of our life. 6 days he gives us the blessings, and work is a part of that. And even struggles, the challenges within that are part of God's blessing. And in the time of creation, God gave us these 6 days. But then in his abundant love, super abundant love, he said, I don't want to just launch you right into Monday. That wouldn't be much fun. He said, I'm going to give you an entire day to enjoy your blessings. We're called to come and to thank God in the Holy Mass, in the Holy Eucharist, in the assembly of the people, to come together in fellowship and friendship. To praise God and give him thanks for his many blessings. And then that day, we need to make sure we reserve it for the rest that he has given to us. What a beautiful gift. We filled up, he said on the seventh day, he created the seventh day, he blessed it and made it holy, to stand apart, holy, to stand apart from the other days, not to be filled up with catching up on the things we didn't get done during the week ahead and preparing for the week ahead, catching up on the things of the week past and preparing for the week ahead. He says, slow down. How many people say, I wish things would just slow down? Well, okay, God gave us a whole day to do this.
Yeah.
And in that day, we rest physically, we rest spiritually, and we can use that time to strengthen our relationships with our family, with our friends. You know, if we said something snide to one of our family members during the week, we can say, you know, the other day, I just want to apologize. Sunday's a day that we can reflect on that and to have that time to have a good conversation, not just say, I'm sorry, and you know, in passing as you're heading out the door to your next meeting, but to really sit down and spend time with one another and enjoy one another. You know, that young girl who's going through those awkward teenage years and, you know, for us to slow down and to say, you know, let's go get an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Or let's take a walk in the park.
For my daughter, let's go get our nails done.
Go get your nails done, okay?
It's in those
moments where the young girl would say, "Hey, mom, hey, dad," or you might be able to say, "You know, how are things going at school right now? I haven't seen you running around with Sarah much lately. Is everything okay there?" No, it was, you know, this really is bothering me. And then they can unload, and we've got the time to do that. And Sundays is such a gift from God, and we need to take back Sundays. We truly, that in itself will be such a wonderful way to tell God thank you for all that he's done, to help order our lives according to him and his commandments, and to really enjoy the gifts that we have. We really need to make sure that, and Sundays, you know, just stopping and resting on Sundays doesn't happen because we think of it on Sundays when we wake up. It starts on Monday. Mm-hmm. To say, okay, how am I going to use my time today? What are the things I'm going to say yes to, and what are the things I need to say no to, so that I don't have so much that I feel like I just have to keep plowing ahead on Sunday. We need to use our time during the week well, so that on Sundays we can just say, you know, I don't have anything that I feel like I have to get done today. Even if I do, you know, I'm going to trust in God's providence that that will take care, not take care of itself, but it won't be a problem if I just let it go for the day and let God deal with it. And so often when we rest, when we spend time, we take a step back on the problems that we're dealing with in our minds, at work, with relationships. We take a step back and we spend that time in rest as we're called to. When we get back at it on Monday morning or whenever that is, it's like, oh, here's the answer.
Yeah, it gives us clarity. It does. You know, when I'm, you know, it's so funny that you say that, because when I'm stressed during the day and I realize I just need to go for a walk, I can't think, or, you know, I'm wrestling with a project, a client project, or I know I got a challenging coaching session coming up, I have to get some clarity. And that the day of rest with the Lord really, really gets me going for the rest of the week. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. We're running out of time, Ed Van Buskirk, but I want to get to the next two commandments because they're so important to what we're going on in the world today. There's, there seems to be such a breakdown in family with all, you know, what's going on, especially when you hear about young kids, school shootings and all this stuff going on, and you do the background on these children and you realize there is, they're coming from very dysfunctional families. And then, of course, you shall not kill. So we have number four, honor your father and mother, and that really speaks to the family, and you shall not kill. And of course, this horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk we've just witnessed. Can you? We have about 2 minutes left with you. Can you just kind of just give an overview of both of those?
And honor your father and mother. If the children don't learn to honor relationships, friendships, family members in the home, when they get outside the home, they're not likely to do it as well. We need to make sure that honoring in the home is taught, and that we teach that by living honorably as adults, as moms and dads, parents, teachers, coaches. We need to live honorably. As the children learn honor, they go out in the world and they honor others, and they honor the life that they have. And we see life in the value that God has given to life, infinite value. Those two commandments are so tightly coupled together, as many of them are. So not killing, okay, I'm going to value other people. And that starts with that baby in the womb. That continues all throughout life with Nana and Grandpa. When they're slow and they're grouchy and so forth, they still have infinite value. And what an opportunity to love at both ends of a life, of a human life. And that starts in the home with that first commandment, or that fourth commandment, honor your father and mother.
Amen to that. Ed Van Buskirk here with us, the founder and president of If You Love Me, a Catholic apostolate dedicated to teaching the wisdom of the Ten Commandments. Ed, how do people reach you?
Our website is godsrecipe.org, GodsRecipe.org. God's commandments are not a list of rules, but his recipe for a wonderful life.
Amen. Ed, thank you. Always a pleasure to have you on Epiphany.
It's always a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ed Van Buskirk with us here today. If You Love Me, Catholic apostolate dedicated to teaching the wisdom of the Ten Commandments. And of course, godsrecipe.org is the website, and he is available for speaking engagements as well. Stay with us, everyone. When we come back after the break here on Epiphany on this Thursday afternoon, a returning guest, R.J. Lomas, will be with us, Executive Director of the Chesterton Academy of St. George in Jackson, Michigan. We'll be talking with him about events coming up.
Every woman deserves specialized health care. At Arbor Women Health, our team of compassionate professionals listen to our patients and want to understand what they're going through. They serve everyone from teen girls to seniors. Our faith-based clinicians specialize in obstetrics, gynecology, fertility awareness and crisis, or unexpected pregnancies. Call 734-930-4020 or visit arborwomenhealth.org. Arbor Woman, faith-inspired, dignity-affirming healthcare.
Are you walking the path that leads to Christ? We find him in Scripture, in church tradition, music, art, architecture, writings, nature, and in each other. My parents planted seeds, and over time, they grew. The deeper we grow in faith, the more we see God in everyday life. At least that's been my experience. So what's your path to Christ? Are you reading the Bible every day? If you don't know where to start, open up the Gospels and read them every day for a year. Spend time in prayer, speaking with the Lord. Sit in adoration, in silence, waiting to hear his voice. Treat others as you'd like to be treated. In other words, be kind. Forgive others as you seek forgiveness. And be grateful for your blessings. Count them in the mornings, and before you sleep, examine your conscience and plan to do better tomorrow as you seek out to be the best version of yourself. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist and host of Epiphany.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
We're back here at Epiphany on this Thursday afternoon. Returning guest R.J. Lomas is with us, Executive Director of the Chesterton Academy of St. George in Jackson, Michigan. Thank you so much for coming back to Epiphany, R.J. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Hi, Vanessa.
Always a pleasure to have you on. So how are things going at Chesterton Academy?
Going great. We got a big, heavy month coming up for October, but I did want to mention it's an honor for me to be here. I really appreciate you allowing me, inviting me to come back on. And I have to tell you, it's a big week because I've been listening to your show all week. And, you know, my roots go back to Shrine of the Little Flower. You had the pastor on Monday. I really enjoyed listening to that. Went to school there for 12 years. That's where I was baptized. And then, you know, I have good friends, David and Mary Robinson, were on Tuesday. So, wow.
Thank you. That was your suggestion, RJ. I always love when people I have on the show suggest other people they have on the show. So it's very helpful to me and our producers. So thank you so much for that insight. And they were wonderful. What a great conversation with them. And thank you. Last year I had the pleasure of speaking at your leadership symposium, and we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But let's talk about all the events you have coming up starting on October 11th. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, this is a big one. Every year we try to do one sort of, you know, either classical or Catholic formation guest speaker. And we're excited about this one. We had Joseph Pierce last year, but Nikki Kingsley is actually a friend of mine. I met her at the Marian Conference probably about 8 years ago in Gaylord, Michigan. And I brought her down to St. Mary's, Williamston, my former parish. And so I love her story. It's very compelling. I want to invite all of your visitors. It's not some big fundraiser for us. In fact, there's a complimentary afterglow, but her story is just amazing. We want people to see it. We do recommend that people RSVP, by the way, but she's just such a compelling speaker. Her life-changing story is just a huge journey in culture, faith, and tradition from the East to freedom of the West. I mean, former Muslim, her journey started in Afghanistan. You know, and I know that's kind of a popular political issue right now, but we're after the conversion story and her converting to the Catholic faith. And it's really, really just amazing. I would just add that everybody, every Catholic or Christian would love to hear it, but especially I think people who, I think it's a great story for people who have suffered or struggled in some way with faith or life in general. Because she's been through a lot. I don't want to give too much away, but she's had some mystical experiences, and I think it's just an endearing talk, and it leaves you walking out the door with a big heart.
Yeah, you know, I think those conversion stories are so important for all of us on our own faith journey, regardless of where you're at, because we know, you know, converts tend to know the faith better than cradle Catholics or Catholics born into the faith, right? They study it. They understand it. They're researching it. They're trying to, you know, seek truth, you know? And so I think those stories are so important for all of us, RJ, in our faith journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will tell you, I didn't hesitate to engage with, you know, as a former principal at St. Mary Williamson, to engage with people who were recent converts. I mean, that was an attraction to me because I knew that everything was fresh in their minds and they had a sort of a devotion that was, you know, better than myself. I'm a cradle Catholic. I know you're a cradle Catholic. And let's face it, over time, you kind of tend to get away from things unless you emphasize it. And these conversion stories help cradle Catholics, I think, you know, bring you back and get you more involved with the faith. And so it helps light a fire.
So
yeah, amen. I mean, we go through Catholic school, and for me, it was K through 12. But the journey doesn't stop. It's like, it's not like you graduate and say, "Oh, I know everything I need to know." I mean, it's why Catholic radio exists, because we're on this journey and we're continuing to learn. It's continuing education, and I think these conversion stories are very powerful. So, so how can people attend that event, RJ, if they want to go?
Well, like I say, it's complimentary, and Nikki's going to be here. She has a couple of books, just came out with a new one. And darn it, I can't remember. She was just on Lila Rose. But her book that she'll have here is called Thirst for Truth, From Muhammad to Jesus. And we're selling them here. She'll be here signing them afterwards, and she usually likes talking to people. But there is an RSVP on our website. It's just castgeorge.com/events. So we do ask for safety and security reasons that people RSVP, so we have an idea how many people are coming and things mm-hmm. like that. So that's right on our website.
Mm. And then another event coming up is the annual Fall Open House. Tell us about that on October 23rd.
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, we're still getting to know people in Jackson, so there's people that keep approaching us and saying, "I had no idea that you existed." So we have this open house. I kind of run it more like I did when I was in the Detroit area, where we have the students actually give the tours. And we encourage everybody to come. Don't wait until eighth grade year. This is a high school, obviously, but, you know, fifth and sixth grade are when you should start taking an interest in this stuff for your young students and your family. So, and then we encourage grandparents to come too, but our students, who are full of life and joy because of the culture and environment here, they provide the tours and they tell you about the curriculum and introduce you to the staff and other parents. And it's a great opportunity to see what we have on our, you know, relatively new campus down here. They'll take a walk through the chapel, through our gymnasium, our cafeteria, and see the whole layout here, and then they can pick up and look at books. But we're inviting grandparents too. So that's Thursday, October 23rd. That's a Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. and goes till whenever we're done.
So, and then another one is on October 30th, 8 a.m., the St. John Newman Leadership Symposium, which I had the pleasure of speaking at last year. Tell us about this event and the speaker.
Yeah, so we named her after one of the great saints, and that was fantastic. We just started it last year. We were so pleased. Our students still talk about your visit. I thought you did a fantastic job
talking about
leadership announcement. But we're excited for this one. Sister Joseph Andrew Bogdanovich, one of the Sisters of Mary, Mothers of the Eucharist, she, along with Sister John Dominic and I can't remember the other two right now, but the four founding.
Yes.
Yeah. You probably know them.
Yes. They're
right
yes,
there
yes.
In Ireland, but and I know them too, Vanessa. But I can't think.
It's okay. It happens. Yeah. I don't remember off the top of my head either.
But you know what's interesting? I didn't know this ahead of time, and this is how I know the Holy Spirit is working in our decisions here. Sister Joseph Andrew was on the original board of directors for Dale Alquist in the original school in Minneapolis. Now, she must have bilocation, because I don't know how she did that. But so her talk is going to be, the title is The Virtue of Paradox, which you know, for your listeners that know Chesterton, is very Chestertonian. So we're really excited about this one.
Wow, that is exciting, and I love that. And why is it important as educators to bring in such speakers? Why was it important to start the Leadership Symposium?
Well, I mean, I brought this to the headmaster when I first got here. We did something similar at Shrine Schools, Royal Oak, but this one has more of an emphasis that's, just an opportunity to list for our students and our parents and anybody who's in the community. It's a free event. We start with 8 a.m. Mass, which is,
in
the Catholic.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And complimentary, breakfast, continental breakfast, and we do want an RSVP, but it's a chance for our students to engage with leaders and study them and ask questions. We want them mm-hmm. to question them. I mean, we're very Socratic and seminar style education here, so the students are used to this, and we want visitors to see how our students engage with them and the speakers. But mm-hmm. we focus on people with a Christian Catholic worldview, and you know, we want to invite strong leaders, both men and women, who model fidelity to truth. I know that's what you were just talking about with your last speaker, truth and virtue, yeah. while also bearing witness as Catholic Christian leaders And then, you know, just convey their wisdom and perspective to, you know, make sure that the students get a sense of their own unique journey in order to address leadership principles. So that's what our focus is and the reason for starting this.
You know, one of the things that I'm very passionate about is taking our faith and applying it to the circumstances of the day, the current events, so to speak. And that's why I wanted to bring Ed on, and that's why I'm happy you're on here today too, RJ, because we're applying what's going on in the world. You're bringing speakers like Nikki Kinsley, Muslim convert, to talk about her faith. You're bringing in Sister Joseph Andrew, founding member of Mothers of the Eucharist, to talk about her faith. But it helps especially students to relate to what's going on in the world today and look at these issues from the lens of a Catholic. And that's what we need to do, is to have these open discussions and understand what our faith teaches us on these current events that we're living through.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't catch the whole interview previous to this, but when I tuned in, I heard Ed talking about seeking truth, setting a foundation for the truth, and ordering our lives. And those things were like music to my ears, because that's exactly what our curriculum, you know, fosters itself around. You know, the transcendentals, right? Truth, beauty, and goodness is our focus. And in a seminar style, you know, Socratic discussion format here. And the students love it.
Yeah. You know, and RJ, I love the title of Nikki's talk, What is Truth? From Muhammad to Jesus. And I know you didn't hear the whole interview, but what Ed and I were talking about early in the very beginning part of the interview is the issue of truth in society today. People want so badly for what they believe to be true instead of seeking truth. And I think this is one of the biggest disconnects in the society today, is that we have to encourage people to seek truth. And I told Ed the foundation of that is going back to the basics. How can we just have basic conversations about the Ten Commandments? And when we talk about what's going on in the world and politics, our country is founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs, and our laws were based primarily on the Ten Commandments, right? And people don't want to ignore that, but that is the truth. And we know, as Christian Catholics, truth is Jesus Christ. It's not a thing. It's a person. And in order to see truth in the world, we have to know him first.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is what she focuses on. And she kind of walks you through her journey. And it's so, I want to say, it's like, it becomes obvious to you, you know, because you're like, wow, yeah, this makes sense. And then you sprinkle in some of the mystical experiences she had. And again, I don't want to give it away, but I'm just saying, like, it's just like, wow. I mean, our faith is amazing. We're definitely getting away from the Judeo-Christian principles. I think if anything, the Charlie Kirk assassination pointed a lot of us back on us and said, hey, wait a minute here. We've got to start speaking up. We cannot be these compassionate, passive people anymore. There comes a time where you kind of have to fight. I mean, not physically or violently, but you have to speak up. And I think, in a sense, we've gotten away from that in our faith. And when you look at the stats of people, you know, kind of leaving the church after we've had them under our own umbrella, you know, something has to be done. And this is why I fell in love with Dale's curriculum, because, and he didn't even plan to do this. I mean, this was the Holy Spirit. People started asking, and we want that curriculum. And so now he has over 80 schools around the world, you know, so it's just amazing how it's grown. But truth, when people get a hold of it, you know, it grows. And you're absolutely right. People don't even know that objective truth exists. And colleges used to be bastions for that discussion. You know?
Yeah. And that's exactly what Charlie Kirk was trying to bring back, is that open debate, in which college campuses should be doing themselves. And I'm glad they're supporting that effort of allowing Turning Point to come in. But that's exactly what he was doing. We want critical thinkers, you know, and we want our children to look at what's going on in the world from the lens of a Christian Catholic, from what Jesus taught us, in order to put things in perspective, you know. And so I do think that I pray this continues, this revival and this movement, where Christianity is going to grow and continue to grow and open the eyes and ears and hearts of people all over this world. We pray. But it all starts at the basics. It starts in our home and offering our children the wonderful education that you offer at Chesterton, and, you know, and what teachers are teaching. We're educating, not indoctrinating our children.
Absolutely.
Yeah. RJ Lomas, well, we have like 2 minutes left with you. What else do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, the last two times I was on, you hit me with an epiphany moment, and
yes.
I didn't.
Do you have another one?
But today I did.
Okay, good. Tell me.
You're
love
ready?
To hear.
Well,
yes, I am.
There are so many I could talk about, but when I realized that classical education, after all these years of being in traditional schools in Detroit and Lansing, classical education provides you a real sense of why I am here. And in other words, it's attractive to students. It helps them answer the question, why am I here? And as you know, Vanessa, this is in opposition to the progressive education that whose answer is this: you study math to get a job, and that's what makes you valuable. But as you and I know, and I'm sorry to report, that's not a major motivation for the part of the student population, especially who's struggling for identity and purpose in the first place, right?
Yeah.
But I see classical education now as forming the person with an integrated curriculum, with the focus always on the Logos, the Word of God, the truth, as you said, of Jesus Christ and His creation. So in short, we're telling students, you are a beloved child of God. You study math because it makes you a better person, a stronger theologian, a better historian.
Yeah.
And it gives you the reasoning skills that are skills that are like a direct benefit to more readily grasp the truth and beauty and goodness and order through math of God's beauty and creation around us. So, I could go on. Do I have time?
We ran out of time. But okay. RJ, thank you so much. God bless you and all that you do.
Yes, absolutely. And don't forget, you're invited to Nick Kingsley too. It'd be great to have you. I know.
I'm gonna do my best. I just put it on my calendar. So thank you so much for that, RJ Lomas. You want to give out any information, a website or anything like that, before we let you go?
Yeah, just Cast George, just like casting a fishing pole, castgeorge.com/events takes you to our open house. We'd love for you to come. We get all kinds of people, meet our students, see what's going on here. Hey, we need the financial support too. So even if you're just interested and your kids are gone, So, and then, the other two events, Nikki King's is a big one, complimentary. And then, the leadership symposium on October 30th. Those are both on, well, the open house and symposium are on the 30th, or okay. I'm sorry, on Thursdays, the 23rd and the 30th. So,
great. God bless
check
you.
Check us out.
Yep.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Great
RJ, always a pleasure to have you on, RJ. RJ Lomas, you can go to their website, castgeorge.com/events. If you want to see all the events he talked about, we'll put this up in the Epiphany Archive section at AveMariaRadio.net. Don't go away. We're going to wrap up and talk about who's coming up on Epiphany tomorrow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. As a father who has helped homeschool my 10 children, I know the challenges you face. That's why you should check out Sylvan Learning Centers for personalized support tailored to your child's unique needs. Expert tutors in math, reading, and writing provide fun, interactive lessons with both in-person and online options that fit seamlessly into your homeschooling routine.
Visit sylvanlearning.com. Mention Dr. Ray for 10% off at participating centers.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, it should be obvious to anyone that the problems besetting America and the whole world will need divine intervention. It is to the intercession of the Mother of God that the church and civilization has often
turned. Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
I don't think we've replaced our siding since we moved in 20 years ago. But I'm sure it's still fine, right?
We better call Mighty Dog Roofing of Ann Arbor.
Damaged siding can cause mold buildup and weaken your home structure. Protect your family by calling local Catholics Dan and Mary Flanagan at Mighty Dog Roofing for a free inspection of your siding, roof, or windows. Mighty Dog Roofing, 734-224-4916. at 734-224-4916.
We're wrapping up on a Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for our guest for joining us, Ed Van Buskirk, founder and president of If You Love Me, a Catholic apostolate dedicated to teaching the wisdom of the Ten Commandments. You can find out more by going to godsrecipe.org, godsrecipe.org. And R.J. Lomas, who is the executive director of the Chesterton Academy of St. George in Jackson, Michigan, sharing with us events coming up on October 11th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And you can find out all their events at castgeorge.com/events. And tomorrow, it is the Epiphany Book Club. We have read the book, The Lamb's Supper, by Dr. Scott Hahn, which really focuses on the Mass. So the book helps us as readers see the Mass with new eyes. So Jeff Kassab and Adora Kassab Ibrahim will be both joining me tomorrow to discuss this book. We want you to tune in, call in, ask questions, maybe share some comments with us. You can call in live, you can email us or text us comments or questions about the Mass. People have been doing that privately now, and we've just been reading it on the air, which is fine. But if you want to email questions, you can do epiphany@avemariaradio.net. We love for you to engage in the conversation, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a great read, and we'll announce what our next book club pick is tomorrow during the show after we discuss this book by Dr. Scott Hahn, and we'd love to hear from you. Last chance to get these two tickets. They're still available tomorrow. It'll be last call, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825, for the Shrine of Jesus Divine Mercy Center Vision Dinner, October 10th at Mirage Banquet Hall in Clinton Township. It's a great opportunity for faith fellowship, networking. If you've never been to the Divine Mercy Center, I really encourage you to go. Don't forget to connect, communicate, and collaborate with your faith community, your Catholic community. We are your local Catholic radio station. Don't go away. Coming up next is Dr. Ray.